Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, I explained how listening to these commentaries and reading Liberty's Outlook, the award-winning monthly newsletter I've written for more than 25 years for Liberty Coin Service, can give you information you need to know long before you would learn about it from the regular media. I specifically mentioned how the February issue foretold the negative global financial news in the last few weeks. Here are some other examples of where we have scooped the regular media, sometimes several years in advance. In 2003, the Chinese government started adding to its gold reserves, but didn't tell anyone. I learned about it at the time from the traders that helped the Chinese with their purchases. It wasn't until 2005 that I received sufficient corroboration to where I could announce it to my readers and listeners. It wasn't until April 2009 that the Chinese government announced to the world that it had been buying gold for the past 6 years, which sparked much higher gold prices. Beginning 5 to 10 years ahead of when the institutions themselves admitted it, I raised the alert that state, county, and local governments and government school districts were in dire financial straits because of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. For many years, I pointed out that declassified U.S. government documents confirmed that the feds had suppressed gold's price since the 1930s up until the most recently released records. This manipulation was either done directly by the U.S. government through its Exchange Stabilization Fund or indirectly through its primary trading partners and allied central banks. You're finally hearing about it in the regular media now that at least 10 employees of banks and brokerage firms over the past 2 years have been convicted or charged with manipulating precious metals prices during the past decade. If you read past issues of Liberty's Outlook or the archives of these commentaries, you will find many other examples of information we have provided well in advance of the regular media. For your own protection, you need to keep listening here and to read Liberty's Outlook. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.